Toronto back in the box, taps the plate, makes eye contact with the pitcher.
Votto drills it. Deep left center. High in the air. Gone! A milestone mash. Number 350 for Joey Votto. The second most in Reds history.
All right, Kevin Barker, the question everybody in Toronto wants to know the answer to is this. You need a hit in the ninth inning off a right-handed pitcher. Your choices are one, Daniel Vogelbach, two, Joey Votto, or three, Kevin Barker. Who are you going with?
You're such an ass. You know that? How did I know you were going to ask that? Can I ask if there's a, is there a D?
Is there a fourth choice?
Yeah, I don't know. Look,
let's fill people in as to why we're doing, I'm not calling this an emergency podcast. I'm calling it Blair and Barker had nothing else to do on a Friday afternoon during NHL trade deadline podcast. For those of you who are wondering what the hell we are doing at this point in time. Joey Votto has agreed to a minor league deal with the Blue Jays with an invitation to spring training. So what that means is it's a $2 million contract, according to Shai Davidi, with $2 million in incentives. So as of now, the Jays do not have to make a roster move. Essentially, Joey Votto, because nobody gets your contract doesn't kick into spring training anyhow. So Joey Votto is basically going to practice and work out with the Blue Jays for the rest of spring training. The Jays will get a chance to get a read on him. And at that point, the end of spring training, they'll have to make a roster move, whether that's put somebody on the 60-day DL. I mean, whatever. There are any number of ways the Jays can go about doing this. Typically, with these contracts, a lot of times there's kind of a handshake agreement as well with the player that, look, if it's not going to work out here, if it's obvious it's not going to work out here, we'll let you go and you can try your luck. You can try your luck someplace else. So basically, it's a free look at a guy who is a potential Hall of Famer. I'll call him a future Hall of Famer just because I know it bugs the hell out of Barker. A guy's a future Hall of Famer, multiple All-Star, former MVP. The problem, I guess, Kevin Barker, is last year, I mean, he's had a number of serious injuries, Joey Votto has. He's had a shoulder injury that really kind of, I think, has sort of hung over the past few years of his career, and a back injury as well. Last year, Joey Votto played 65 games. He hit .202. He hit 14 home runs. And if you're interested, that is more home runs than Alejandro Kirk and Kevin Biggio. But here's the thing, Kevin. Joey Votto, I would think, is here. He's here to fill one role, or he's here to get a shot at one role, and that is there's basically a battle between him and Daniel Vogelbach to be a left-handed bat off the bench late in games. I don't think anybody at this point in time expects Joey Votto to get 400 at-bats. Clearly, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is still the everyday first baseman in this team. Clearly, Justin Turner is going to get the largest percentage of at-bats out of the DH spot. So I'll ask you a simple question. Does Joey Votto have anything left in the tank?
Man, look, I don't know what your expectations are with Joey. I mean, he had 202 at-bats or 208 at-bats last year. If he hits what he hit last year, that would be a plus for the Jays. I mean, I don't think they're asking him to come here and get 500 at-bats. If he gets 500 at-bats, the Jays season's probably not going to end up the way everybody, you know, especially if you're a Jays fan, wants it to be. Look, if I'm Daniel Vogelbach, I'm getting on the phone with my agent and having my agent call around. Writing's on the wall. If Joey Votto can carry his bat to the plate, it, for me, he's got a roster spot. It just seems to me like at the beginning of spring training, Joey wouldn't sign a minor league deal.
Because I wouldn't either.
Well, nobody wanted Joey. That's why Joey signed a minor league deal with the Toronto Blue Jays for an invite to camp. And you mentioned the handshake thing. I think there's a little bit more to that, right, of, you come to camp, you know, you look halfway decent. You look like, you know, the little bit of the old Joey Votto of the professional at bat, not always having to get a hit. But, you know, I do like he hit 283 last year with runners in scoring position. Man, Blue Jays weren't very good at that last year. I think that's there's something to that. He's more of a pull hitter now.
By the way, he had 10 homers against right-handed pitching as well.
Yeah, he had a buck 90.
Homers against right-handed pitching.
He had a buck 96.
You're right.
Yeah, he's not a very good hitter anymore. Like, let's be honest with you. I don't know exactly. Again, this we're talking about the 26th guy here. We're talking about the lefty off the bench. But we are talking about a Hall of Famer. Now that Todd Helton's in the Hall of Fame, we're going to talk about Joey Votto as a Hall of Famer. And I'm going to respect that. So, you know, I could make them comments of him tweeting with, you know, the C-243 that looked like he was in the backyard flipping rocks in the air with little notches all over his bat and, you know, looking all sad because he didn't have a job. I could poke fun at that, but I won't because he is a Hall of Famer. And we're going to talk about him like that. So, yeah, I don't know what the expectations are. How serious can you take a 40-year-old? That's the question. Like, I don't even know how to talk about this. I don't know how serious to take this.
The good news is you don't have to take it any way at all right now. Let's see what he's got. I mean, it's entirely possible that we'll see in spring training that there's not much left. I mean, that's I don't think he's got a guaranteed spot in the team by any stretch of the imagination. I don't know. Is there something to be said for a hometown kid coming back to Toronto? I don't know. I mean, does it sell tickets? I have no idea. I do know this, though. There was a point in Joey Votto's career where he certainly left the impression with people that playing in Toronto was not, it's not something he wanted to do. He liked being in Cincinnati. He liked the lifestyle. He was a big deal in Cincinnati. Look, you play for the Cincinnati Reds, you're never going to be anonymous in Cincinnati. But I think Joey kind of felt that the pressures of being a Toronto guy playing on the Blue Jays, you're making $235 million or whatever it is, who needs it? You know what I'm saying? I probably would have felt the same way. Now, though, here's the way I look at this. There are two ways this thing could work out. One, Joey Votto ends up making the team and is an okay 26 guy off the bench. Two, and this is something I've always kept in mind. You know, I know there are people out there, Kevin, who are going to go, oh, this is great. He's going to play a leadership role. And, you know, boy, he's there and Donnie Baseball's there. And let me just remind people. In 2012, the Blue Jays let Omar Vizquel take a victory lap with him. And I can tell you that Omar Vizquel had absolutely zero, less than zero impact on that clubhouse. Showed up late. First guy out of the clubhouse. If you remember, 2012 was when Yunel Escobar took to the field with the eye black that had a homophobic message on it in Spanish. Where was the great Omar Vizquel, future Hall of Famer / clubhouse leader, when that happened? Right, did he step in? So all I'm saying is, you got to be careful. And I'm not saying Joey Votto's Omar Vizquel. I'm not. I don't know Joey Votto. I don't know Joey Votto that well. He seems to have mellowed a little bit with age. He seems to have become a little looser in the latter stages of his career. So that's the way I look at it. Either Joey Votto's going to play a few games for the Blue Jays, maybe contribute some hits. You know, in a perfect world, he comes back and it's an amazing swan song and you know, it's all kumbaya and it's wonderful. It's a great story. But other than that, I don't think there's, I don't see anything wrong here. And I'll tell you this, you know, I think this clubhouse has got enough guys in it right now that there's no issue with bringing a guy like Joey Votto in here. This is Bo Bichette's team. Clearly Bo Bichette's team. You've got guys like Bassett. You've got guys like Gossman. So I this could be a really good story or it could be nothing. It's that simple. Question I have for you, though, Kevin, and I know your first reaction is going to be, my God, we're spending 20 minutes talking about the 26th guy. Daniel Vogelbach can hit home runs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can't do much else, but Daniel Vogelbach can hit home runs. We've seen him hit a couple of home runs in spring. One off Gerrit Cole and another off a lefty on Friday, Andrew Chafin, with a track record. He's a major league track record. Both of them were bombs. So it's pretty clear, I think, that there is now, I mean, I don't even know. Would you call it a competition between these two? I don't know. Is there any way that Joey Votto would agree to stay in extended spring training? Or if, you know, if he sees that he's making progress, but he's not quite there yet. I mean, there's any way this could go. But it seems pretty clear that there's a competition now between Daniel Vogelbach and Joey Votto, because there will need to be a roster move made to get either one of those guys, either one of those guys in the team.
Yeah, see, I couldn't disagree more. I think if they liked Daniel Vogelbach, they wouldn't bring Joey Votto in. This is telling you, writing on the wall. I've been here. I know what this is like. I know
you've
that
been
even
Daniel
if I,
Vogelbach, haven't?
Absolutely. Like, yeah.
I'm not insulting you. I'm saying you've been this, Daniel Vogelbach.
This is sort of writing on the wall. This is why, if I'm Daniel, I'm on the phone with my agent saying, "Is there anybody else? I mean, it's here." Like, they're bringing this guy in. They're only taking one of the two lefties. And if they like me, they wouldn't bring the other lefty in here. Now, Justin Turner's probably going to have to play third, maybe a couple days a week. I mean, just offensively with IKF in there all the time just don't make a ton of sense. Like, offensively, he's challenged. So they're going to have to sometimes, if not most of the time, put the best offensive team they can possibly put on the field. And if that means Justin Turner has to play third more than he wants to play third, or more than the Jays organization would like to see him play third, that would open the door for a Joey Votto or anybody else that you would want to DH. Maybe you get the two catchers in the lineup at the same time, because that's offensively your best lineup. Like, there's some maneuverability there that you could see happen, and it would just make more sense. I know Vogelbach's easy to pitch to. Chafin ain't throwing him a heater. He don't like slider. He going to get slider. He ain't facing the lefty either. That's the thing. It gets back to that, you know, when you yell and scream about spring training, don't mean anything. And then you got to sort of read between the lines when you see dudes hitting homers off of guys throwing pitches that they ain't going to see in the regular season, because they know what they can't hit. That's the thing, right? Vogelbach don't like spin. Joey Votto, most of the time, ain't going to get himself out. That's the thing, right? It's because he's 40. Bat slower, it's not because he's not smart enough, you know, prepared enough, capable enough when he walks to the plate to be looking for certain things. I like that he's a pull hitter. I like the short porch and ride at the Rogers Center. I like what he does with runners in scoring position. Again, it's real easy. It would have been easy for me to come on here and poke fun at this. Like, seriously, how do we take the Jays serious? They went from Ohtani to a 40-year-old Joey Votto.
Yeah, but that's, come on. I mean,
well,
that's silly.
You can say that all you want. You know that's exactly what some fans are going to say of the Jays. So you can say that's silly all you want, but it's true. So I'm not going to be the one saying that. Like, they are what they are. They still need the guys that we've been talking about forever to step up and, you know, be elite at their craft. And can Joey Votto fill in the blanks? This is the first time I'm going to answer with, I have no idea. The last thing I saw him do was sitting on a park bench. So I can't tell you. I want to see him against a dude that throws 100, that has a really good slider, that's right-handed. And then see that a couple of times, see how that looks. See, it looks like he is capable of still being a big league offensive player. If the answer is yes to that, then more power to you. If the answer is no, then you move on and you fill in the blanks the only way that seems like right now the Blue Jays can.
Yeah, and you know, Ross Atkins, the general manager of the Jays, made pretty clear that the only way they were adding anybody to this roster was that a significant add was going to need a significant subtraction. So, you know, I think very quickly it became obvious to us that, you know, the Matt Chapmans of the world and that, they weren't in the picture here.
And also, it looks like Eduardo Escobar, he, for me anyway, he looks old. Offensively, yeah, just don't look like it's there. So you think that's not going to make the team. They're going to move on from that. That's why I mentioned that Justin Turner playing a little bit more third than they probably counted on. You know, it does sound
what
like he will get
that?
Some third. I don't like it, but this is the Jays are the oldest team offensively in the American League East. I don't like
it.
They just got older. It's harder and harder and harder and harder to pick them to make the playoffs. Like, it truly, with what they've done, what they're doing, who they are, Good luck.
The manager of the Blue Jays, John Schneider, was asked about Joey Votto. This was John Schneider's response.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, you know, where he's at, you know, physically and what he's been doing and things like that. Probably has a good guy to lean on in Justin Turner, a decorated 39-year-old. But I think you know, just trying to have him be part of the process and see where the first, you know, week or so kind of land us. But whenever you're interested in a player, there's obviously skill sets that you're drawn to, and I think his kind of speak for themselves.
That's John Schneider talking about Joey Votto again. Joey Votto agreeing to a minor league contract with the Blue Jays with an invitation to spring training. According to Shai Davidi, the contract will pay Joey Votto $2 million. Should he make the team, there's also $2 million in incentive bonuses. And again, as of this moment in time, no roster spot. The Jays don't need to make another move. I mean, you can bring in theoretically 30 guys in minor league invites if you want.
That's the $4 million that you would have had to get Vogelbach and Escobar right there. So it's not like you're giving it to one person instead of two people. Like that's where the Jays are at. Like they're trying to find lightning in a bottle.
It's the $2 million you'd have to get. It's what plus you would incentives. Have to give one of them. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to get $2 million if they were on the team now. You could give it, if it's all said and done with incentives, Joey Votto would get the $4 million. That's the thing. How do you come on here and have a serious conversation about what a 40-year-old Joey Votto coming off the year and the injuries that he's had are trying to give you? I mean, John Schneider answered it the best he could. We'll see. Basically, read between the lines there and what he's trying to say is we'll see when we see it.
Okay, Kevin, you're going to be going down to spring training on Monday. You'll be down there reporting for us. What is Kevin Barker? What is the first thing you're going to look for when you watch Joey Votto? The case clearly he's not going to. I would presume he's not going to, you know, roll out of bed the first morning and you know start hitting balls all over the place, hitting bombs and everything like that.
Why not?
What are you going to be looking for?
He told us on Twitter he's raring and ready to go. I should be seeing pull homers at will. Like if you're raring and ready to go, you should be on field 9 hitting homers to the pull side. I don't care if you're 40 or not. I mean, that's what he said on Twitter. So he ain't a guy that's going to – like when I played with him with the Reds, he was a left center to right field line guy. He could hit a – line drive double to left center with the best of them. And occasionally out front with a, you know, guessing right on the breaking ball because he's a big guesser and, you know, he tries to outthink everything. That's why you see the at-bats that he has and the pitches that he takes because he's looking for certain pitches and certain counts and if he doesn't get it. But the last couple of years, he's changed that. He's more of a pull hitter now. You can tell he's trying to party out front, they like to say. I expect him to, just, you know, if he can't do it in batting practice, he ain't going to be doing it in a game. I don't care if you're 90. So that, I think, will be the first thing. First impressions are everything. If I'm him, and I'm sure they'll say going out there and press, if I'm him, I'm going to walk in the batting cage and let that thing eat because that's my job now. I ain't in there to get 140 hits. I'm in there to hit 280 with runners in scoring position, and hopefully some of that 280 is some three-run homers. That's why he's here. So, yeah, I think that would be the first thing that everybody's looking for. At least that's what they better be looking for. Like, you know, what do you want to see him do? Take pitches? Quality at bats for the 26 guy who's 40. I'm not sure that's exactly right. So, you know, he looks like he's in good shape. He looks like he's mentally strong enough to handle what it will take to be 40, trying to do it at the highest level in his hometown on a contending team. Won't be the easiest thing to do because we've seen some booing before. I'm not saying they'd boo Joey Votto, but you know as well as anybody, the fans are sort of fed up with what they've seen, at least offensively, with this team. And adding a 40-year-old Joey Votto screams smoke for 15s occasionally. And 0 for 15s, I'm assuming, because I was one of those that tried to play it in my late 30s. Them 0 for 15s when you're in your late 30s and early 40s look a lot differently than they do in your early 20s. They just do. So, hopefully it pans out, and hopefully the Hall of Famer in his last year looks exactly the way he wants to look, and he can walk away being happy, chest pointed out, and say, I did it the way I wanted to do it in my hometown and help my team win a playoff series.
Great stuff as always, Kevin Barker. Again, Blair and Barker, 11 to noon Eastern on Sportsnet 590. The Fan and Sportsnet will be back on Monday. Mr. Barker will be in Florida soaking up the sun, soaking up the baseball, and imparting not only his knowledge and wisdom, but also what his eyes are showing. Can't wait till Monday, Kevin.
Well, that's some deep stuff, Jeff.